there. My, it's been a long, long time.
Dirty Rice, longest running Louisiana music show in the known universe, right here on KRVS every Saturday evening, 9 to 11 p.m.
Oh, I guess I'm doing fine.
Support comes from Vermilionville's La Cuisine de Maman, open Tuesday through Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for dine-in, take-out, outdoor dining, and curbside delivery, taking all precautions to keep staff and visitors safe. Vermilionville is located at 300 Fisher Road in Lafayette. The phone number is 233-4077. More information at bayouvermiliondistrict.org.
You are listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Now, this is also going out to the sugarcane farmers up in the Patu area. We had Hot Rod. Now we got, why don't you get up and do something? We Come Here to Dance by Sean Arduin. Following that will be something by Gino.
Well, I feel Right here at Whiskey River Landing, you got Lil Wayne and same old two-step. About to give it to you. You ready, B-Dot?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Me, y'all ready?
Yeah,
out there?
Look out, Chester. Zydeco Joe to the flow.
Yeah, Joe.
Hey, yeah, wild man.
Wild man.
Hey. Look out, Rocky!
Hey, Rocky!
Look out, Kelly!
That old Rocky two-step out there.
Just like this on the river. I see you, Willis. Look out, Tyrone. Rub that boy, B-Dot.
I got you, Wayne.
Hey, Big Easy, play that bass, boy.
Hey!
I hear you say.
Same old two-step, and it's a Whiskey River breakdown with 15 pass. You're listening to Zydeco Sans Soleil with JB and MC here on this Saturday morning, and we want to say the second Saturday of the new year.
Is it?
It is.
Boy, it's going to be Christmas.
Huh?
Before long.
Before long.
Oh, yeah.
The night and two. We are a little chilly outside.
Yeah, it is. It's getting a little chilly. Yeah, it is chilly outside. What's going on in school? What y'all doing?
Well, everything is fine in school, man. Everything is...
Okay, y'all in school? Stay. Out of school?
Of course not.
Y'all online.
The Rams won. They won.
They sure did.
And
all the schools, all the four that participated won.
That's right. They all
brought
won.
Brought it back.
Which is good.
Yeah, good for Lafayette.
And so now... No, everything is... We are still in the classroom.
Yeah.
Well, only got a few students who are quarantined, of course.
Right.
And but you know, it's running smooth. I gotta give it to him. The only thing I wish they'd have kept it as A B and A B and A B, not A B B and A A.
Well, it's A B and A B. It's still A B A B.
No, it should have said that.
It's A B A B A A B A B B. I don't. I'm not even in your school system. I understand.
But they got the BB.
They got a BB?
They got the BB, too.
You got to be careful with that word. They got a B? Two B's in a row?
They got a BB.
Oh, but that's on a Thursday and a Friday.
That's Thursday and a Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, A, B, A, B. Then the B go in a B. Then the next week is the A, B. I got it.
You got it?
I got it. Oh, A, B, A, B, B. A, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the one thing, but y'all all in school, that's a good thing. Yeah. And the one thing that I'd like to really impress upon the parents if they're listening and the grandparents, usually the grandparents got to pass it to the parents because a lot of times the parents don't have time to hear what we got to say. Mm-hmm. So the one thing I would encourage them to do is have a plan. A plan that if they shut the school down, where are your kids going to go?
That's right.
You need to have that plan. If your kids are, the school closes down because of an epidemic, and that's to save people, if the school shuts down, where are your kids going to go for a week or 2 weeks? Mm-hmm. You need to have that plan.
Well, that's a good.
You got to have a plan.
Yeah, got to have a plan.
If you don't have a plan, why they shut the school? That happened overnight. They didn't give me a chance. You didn't have a plan.
You gotta have a plan.
Uh-huh.
And you're right. You're right about that. If they don't have a plan, you're in.
Yeah, you gotta have a plan. Yeah. So get your plan together right now. Call somebody. And say, look, if little Johnny can't come to school, can you keep him for 2 weeks? Now, that means you're gonna have to bring little Johnny. And pick up little Johnny. That don't mean they got to come get little Johnny and then bring little Johnny. No, you're going to have to bring little Johnny. So you got to have a good plan, which means you probably have to get up earlier.
And little
to
Sue. Drop. And little Sue.
Little Sue, you know, little Johnny and Sue.
Yeah, little
you
Sue.
Know?
Yeah,
and then you got to get up early and then try to get them something to eat before they go to where they're going to be, unless they're going to supply you with some food, too. You know, so you got to put all this plan together.
Yeah.
And then when your kids go to wherever you are bringing them, they have to understand they have to be good kids. And they still are going to be going to school. They're still going to be online. They're still going to be on the computer. And just make sure that they're doing their homework. Because it takes them a couple of hours. Cause I know my granddaughter, she comes to the house, she's on at the park. I can't talk right now. I got to go. I'm going to school.
Now, look, that's an exception.
What?
And when I say that, it's an exception. Your granddaughter is an exception. She understands that she's in school.
Yeah, right.
And we had, it was a trial thing on December the 21st and 22nd.
Okay.
And they asked all of the teachers to prepare a lesson for all of the students and on Google Classroom.
Right.
Now, what the student had to do was just go in there and complete whatever it was. And it wasn't a long, drawn-out thing.
Right.
It would have taken them probably about 10 or 15 minutes to complete the task and put it in Google Doc and send it back.
Done.
That's all I had to do. Guess what?
They didn't worry about that.
No. And then they come to school, and then they want to know, why did I have a zero in there?
Because you got to see.
Well, you didn't do your work. Well, can I do it now? Well, we got other things that we need to push on to. You see, you had, and you were in school.
Yeah.
Now, we were told if they did not respond by 2:30 that day, which is on the 22nd of December, you had to put a zero.
God, that's tough.
Yeah. And it's all worth 100 points. Now, I don't know what the other teachers
How much did the parents know this was going on?
They had notified the parents.
Okay.
You know, they have these PACE calls.
Okay, Oh, you know what happened to them PACE call.
Yeah.
They be talking, PACE call, okay, there they go, and then they start another conversation. Listen to the PACE call. That's the only way that's the only ability they have to be able to communicate to everyone. When there's a PACE call, please pay attention to the PACE call. you know, because you need to know what's fixing to happen. That's the only way she can communicate or the school system can communicate with everybody. So,
And we're getting into the mid part of the school year.
Right. Ooh, and yep, you're right.
That's right. Yeah. See, the second period is ending pretty soon.
That's right.
And so, therefore, there's going to be some grades. There's going to be some disappointing grades. You got them little red numbers when you look at it in the computer, and then the child comes to you and say, well, you know, why I got a zero
there's
here?
Going to be some
My
tough
parents
stuff.
Are upset because I got a zero in here. Well,
you got a zero because you got a zero.
You got a zero.
You didn't do nothing while you was playing and sleeping.
Yeah,
that's you got to sleep.
And
when your kid is on the computer, the thing that's important too is to act as though they're still in school because they still need to be dressed.
That's right.
Now, I mean, you know, and they got to. I mean, you got to make them get up and clean themselves like they're going to school, and that's going to help because when they go to school, you know, they still be in the process. It's just like them going to work, which. Everything that is done in a school system, whether it be elementary, high school, community college, or university, everything is about preparation for a job. That's what it's all about.
That's a good point, Joe.
It's all about a job. It's all about survival. What are you going to do? And if you don't train them now, they're going to have difficulties trying to get jobs.
And to keep the job.
To keep the job.
Once you get a job, it's not. It doesn't mean that now is guaranteed that you're going to keep it.
Right.
Are they going to keep you? Because if you don't follow the direction that it is placed on your job site, on your duty, you're going to get fired. And then you're going to complain. You're going to start complaining and saying, well, you know, this and that and that, blah, blah, blah. You're going to blame someone else. But you got to blame yourself.
Yeah, because see, I do a lot of the teaching about how to get a job, interviews, and all that. I do that at Suella, and I do a lot of that, trying to educate them in safety and stuff, and to understand you have a safety. If you're not safe, you would not have a job. They would terminate.
Well,
they walk them right off. Oh, you're unsafe. You got to go.
And two, I had several years ago, I was given a task. And the task was, or a job, they gave me the class. And the class was education to career. And my job was, this was the whole premise of the class, was to prepare students for jobs, careers, and show them how to dress, how to speak, how to prepare a resume, and all of that.
That's what
I brought in some representative from different industry and to talk to them, just to talk to them in a conversation about what does it take to get a job and what does it take to keep the job.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you have a complaint or some kind of complaint, what do you do? Who do you go to if you're not satisfied?
Yeah,
all of those things I had lined up. I still have the whole curriculum, by the way, and I've enjoyed it because the principal thought that I was an ideal person for it because of my past career, and so therefore, you know, then they didn't last but 1 year, and they gave it to somebody else. And I said, but nevertheless, the students were dressed. They had dressed for success. That's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but, you know, that's how things happen. But anyway, let's go to music by, let's do something. And we're going to do something by Lil Nate and his article, Big Timers. And let's look at this one. He says something about, that's on his La Jean, the big time CD called Doing It Big Time. And we're going to play something called, We're Going to the Zydeco. That's all we're going to be doing. Now, let's play this, and we'll be back with more commentary. Good morning to Charles and Don, Dustin. I know you're getting some lesson.
Yeah.
And also, I want to say good morning to my son, John, and Joey.
Come on. Do it. Yes, one. Tell me where you're going. We're going to the Zydeco.
and El Cito's. It's where the party is going down. We got the two-steppers shaking the tail feather all the way to the ground. They busting the sweat. You're so crump, you can't walk nowhere. They do the little slide, then they throw two fingers in the air. Tell me where you're going. We're going to the Zydeco. Tell me where you're going. We're going to the Zydeco. We're going to the Zydeco.
Yep. Do it.
El Cito. Slim Waikiki.
Look out, Blue Moon.
Rockin' Moon.
Look out, Night Town.
At the Iron Horse. Creole Zydeco Club.
It's Saturday night, and we're going to Slim's Waikiki. When I walk in the place, everybody was staring at me. They're jumping up and down to the Zydeco sounds. I asked my boys, I said, man, what they doing? They say they're Zydecoing. So tell me where you're going. We're going to the Zydeco. Tell me where you're going. We're going to the Zydeco. We're going to the Zydeco.
Look out, Club LA. Look out, H-Town. A Chapalaya Club. The Blue Ocean. Paul's Place House.
Look out, Frank's Ranch.
We're coming in your town. Tipitinas. Look out, Meshes in Uptown. All you trail riders. We're going to the Zydeco. 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 We'll be right back.
mama let you go run free. And as you go, walk out that door. Come on, then, mama, won't you shake it for me? You know I gotta be me. Can't be no one else besides myself. Well, I'm just like a Harley motorbike. Baby, you just gotta tanker with me. You know I gotta be me. Can't be no one else inside myself. Yeah. And if you can't see that I'm the man for you, always in there. Well, kick rock, kick rock, go.
That's going out for you, Brenda. That's where it is.
When you see them fly, cause you kick rocks, remember that you wanted to go free. And as you go, walk out that dope. Come on, mama, won't you shake it for me? You know I gotta be me. Can't be no one else. We'll be right back.
is Joe Hall, ladies and gentlemen, and of course, on this Saturday morning, on a beautiful Saturday morning, and so we're going to continue with something by Rusty Matoy, and he called it the Creole Gal. Here we go, Rusty Matoy.
Thank you.
Frank, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk about Weathering the Storm. And right after that, we're going to play something by him and continue on Back in Stride Again. So you stay tuned right here on 88.7 FM. Frank, ladies and gentlemen, on that, but we're going to continue with called Back in Stride Again. And that's going out for Yo and Cowboy, all the folks in Parks and Maurice. It's going out for you. And also the folks in Youngsville, cousins over there. Back in Stride Again.
All right. We'll be right back.
two of them back to back on Pete Frank on Zydeco San Pasale on this Saturday morning. Of course, that's what we want to do.
Zydeco San Pasale. I just want to say good morning to my family, Bobby, Mac, Megan, Millen, and Marley. How you guys doing? Hope you're doing well. Marley, I know y'all on the trip. Have fun. And the other thing, too, Texas. I got a Texas gang. I got a big Texas gang. Curtis, you and your gang, good morning to you guys. And I got my New Orleans gang. Good morning to you guys up there, Pete. Hopefully all is going well for everybody. And it's nice and cool. Gumbo time, mm-hmm. or soup time, or fricasse time.
Hmm.
What?
Crackling time. Okay. Butcher and boucherie.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the best time.
Not cooking a butcher.
That's the best time.
Well, I guess
time,
because of Corona, maybe that's why they're not. Oh. I don't hear anything about a butcher, because this is usually the time to do
that. That's the butcher. Right now. So, anyway, let's continue with something by Buckwheat. I'm going to love you anyway, so what the heck?
Yeah.
All right.
It don't matter what you do. I don't care what you say. It don't matter. I'm gonna love you anyway. Look here. Now you can tell me what you want. You can howl, you can run. You can leave me here today. Honey, I'm gonna love you anyway. Look here. Not gonna worry about a doggone thing. It don't mean that much to me. All I know, I love you so. And that's the way it's gonna be. My toes make me bad, and even necessary bad. As long as you the one, honey, coming home to my bed.
Chris Ardoin. So it's kind of a step back, and it says one of